الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا كان يوم عيد الفطر وقفت الملائكة على باب الطرق فيقول: يا معشر المسلمين، أغدوا إلى رب كريم يمن بالخير ثم يصيب عليه الجزيل، لقد أمرتم بصيام الليل، لقد أمرتم بقيام الليل فقمتم، وأمرتم بصيام النهار فصمتم، وأطعتم ربكم فاقبضوا جوائزكم. فإذا صلوا نادى مناد: إن ربكم قد غفر لكم فارجعوا راشدين إلى رحالكم. فهي يوم الجائزة، ويسمى ذلك اليوم في السماء يوم الجائزة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, almost in a blink of an eyelid, this benevolent, supreme guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyid al-Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, we are on the brink of its departure from us. Most of us would have reflected and realized that it seems that it was only yesterday, almost only yesterday, that the hilal for the start of the fast of Ramadan was sighted. And already Ramadan has come and almost departed. Just yesterday, I met somebody in the wudu khana, and we would have heard this expression that how fast the time is traveling. This is in fact a sign, qurb as-sa'ah, very close to qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, time will appear to be moving faster. Years will become like months, months will become like weeks, weeks will become like days. The barakat and blessing of time will be removed. Eid is almost upon us. My respected brothers, this is a time for reflection. This is a time for us to ponder that Allah Ta'ala has given us another opportunity, another Ramadan. Allah is blessing us with another Eid. How many Ramadans have passed in our lives? How many Eids have passed in our lives? These hallmarks, these occasions, on the one hand we celebrate, they are joyous, we look forward to them. On the other hand, they represent a wake-up call for us. Like the poet says, إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَقْطَعُهَا إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَقْطَعُهَا وَكُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ فَأَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا فَإِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ نُجَدِّدْ سُرُورًا بِالْهِلَالِ إِذَا بَدَى وَمَا هِيَ إِلَّا السَّيْفُ لِلْحَتْفِ يَنْتَضِي إِذَا تَمَّ الْعَامُ فَهِيَ كِنَايَةٌ وَشَطْرٌ عَنْ فَهِيَ كِنَايَةٌ وَتَرْجُمَةٌ عَنْ شَطْرِ عُمْرٍ قَدْ انْقَضَى. He says, you are celebrating, إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ, you are celebrating the passage of time, the occasions by which the movement or the hallmarks of your life are measured have become a cause of celebration instead of being a cause of reflection and introspection for you. But he says, do you realize that every passing day is in fact taking you closer and closer towards that inevitable destination which every human being is headed towards? This train or this journey of life is in a relentless motion, that nothing is going to stop. That inexorable motion that Quran encapsulates in the expression, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ, day follows night, night follows day, and like a block of ice relentlessly melting in the sun, so too are the years and months and weeks and days of our lives slipping away. He says, exert yourself in amal. At least now realize the value of this time. فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا. Has another Ramadan not reminded you of your maut? Has another Eid not reminded you of your maut? How many years have passed? How many days have passed? Right now I'm coming from the Qabristan. This thought entered my heart as I stood in front of the grave of my father. He passed away 3 years ago on the day of Eid. Allah make his maghfirat, grant him the highest stages in Jannah. But I stood at that grave and I thought 3 years have passed. Like that in our lives, how many Eids have passed? How many months of Ramadan have passed? Is this not a wake-up call for us? Is this not a time of reflection for us? Is the cycle of our life going to carry on forever? Is not the moment when we are going to meet Allah coming closer and closer? What preparation have we made for that? What consideration have we given to that? Or is it still going to be, after the Hilal of Eid is sighted, this relentless rat race behind the dunya? To amass and amass and amass more and more of the things of this world, as if this life has no end. Fuzail bin Ayaz rahimullah, he met one person and he asked him, كَمْ أَتَى عَلَيْكَ مِنْ عُمْرِكَ. How many years of your life have passed? كَمْ أَتَى عَلَيْكَ مِنْ عُمْرِكَ. How many years of your life have passed? What do? We celebrate birthdays. Eid is a cause of celebration, no doubt, no doubt. But where is the introspection? Where is the reflection? Where is the niyat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where is this talk with Allah? Where is this pact with Allah that, Ya Allah, you gave me another year. Ya Allah, you gave me another Ramadan. Ya Allah, you gave me another Eid. Ya Allah, you gave me another chance. Ya Allah, I've made my mind up now. I'm not going to carry on the way I was carrying on before. Where is this? Or is it as if that Hilal gets sighted, as if some jail door was opened and the masjid once again becomes empty and the Quran is put away in some shelf and that shaitan box comes out again and the music starts blaring in every direction and even that little bit parda and shame and haya that was there amongst our women folk in the month of Ramadan is removed as if some jail door was opened? Did Allah not give us the sweetness and the ecstasy of his ibadat in this month? While shedding those hot tears in the dead of night on that musalla, with those hot tears pouring down our cheeks, didn't Allah put that sukoon and peace in our hearts that nothing in this world can match with? When we looked at those pages of the Quran, wasn't that connection with Allah established? When we raised our hands in dua, didn't we feel that closeness to our Khalik and our Malik? Didn't we make all those promises with him in the month of Ramadan? How much longer are we going to make war with him? How much longer are we going to have this mindset, Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim, so this is now some license for us to disobey Allah? Wallah, my respected brothers, the Hilal of Eid is not a get out of jail card. The Hilal of Eid does not represent a license to disobey Allah. This Hilal of Eid is Allah's mercy upon us, and it is a wake-up call. It is a sign of reflection. What reflection? That just like this Ramadan in a blink of an eyelid went, just as this Ramadan in a blink of an eyelid went, so too will our life go in a blink of an eyelid. So too will we also end up in that Qabristan. So too will we have to go into that hole in the ground. Is there anyone amongst us that can deny that? Is there anyone amongst us that has some pact with Allah? كَمْ أَتَى عَلَيْكَ مِنْ عُمْرِكَ. He asked him, how old are you? He said, سِتِّينَ سَنَا. I am 60 years of age. What does Fudayl bin Ayaz say to him? مُذْ سِتِّينَ سَنَا. مُذْ سِتِّينَ سَنَا. تَسِيرُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يُشِكُ أَنْ تَسِلْ. He says, oh my brother, for the last 60 years, you are on the train of life. For the last 60 years, you are on the train of life. You are on a journey. Don't you think that the time to reach your destination has come near? Don't you think that the time to meet Allah has come near? What is he saying? What preparation have you made? What preparation have you made? Allah is not going to ask you how big that bank balance was. Allah is not going to ask you whether you left your children and their children and their children and their children well off financially. Allah is not going to ask you whether you secured their financial prosperity. There is only going to be one criteria. In that court, whether you are black or whether you are white, whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you are American, African, Chinese, Australian or South African, what type of passport you had, what ID card, what credentials you had, what degrees you had, by the qasam of my Allah, will count for nothing in that court. There will only be one criteria in that court, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How much did you adopt his mold? How much was your day close to the day of my Nabi? How much was your night close to the night of my Nabi? In Ramadan you found it easy to dress like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. With the Hilal of Eid you took off his dressing. In Ramadan you found it easy to identify with his way of life. Was the Hilal of Eid an opportunity now to move away from his way of life? In Ramadan we could look at you and say, you are Ghulam e Muhammad, the slave of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Is the Hilal of Eid now an opportunity to become the enemy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Wallah, my brothers, I'm not addressing you all, I'm addressing myself. Every one of us, this is a wake-up call. We have to realize, like the poet says, Ad-dunya kulluha shahru siyamil muttaqeen. Ad-dunya kulluha shahru siyamil muttaqeen. He said, this whole life, this whole dunya, this 50 or 60 years, or 70 years, or whatever Allah gives us in this world, Allah only knows best when that time is going to come and we have to leave. الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا شَهْرُ سِيَامِ الْمُتَّقِينَ. He says this entire life is 1 month of Ramadan. This entire life is, this poet at least is saying it's 1 month of Ramadan. What does Allah say? What does Allah say? لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا كَأَنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا أَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا أَشِيَّةً أُوْضُحَا. When the reality of akhirat will dawn, فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ, when the veils, when the parda will be removed, and the reality will dawn in front of us, this life compared to that life will look like one morning or one evening. He is saying this dunya, this whole world is 1 month of Ramadan. وَعِيدُ فِطْرِهِمْ, and when is the day of Eid? When is the day of Eid? When is the real day of Eid? Not tomorrow. وَعِيدُ فِطْرِهِمْ يَوْمَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ. The day of Eid is that day when we meet Allah. Abu Hazim rahimahullah was asked, كَيْفَ الْقُدُومْ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَيْفَ الْقُدُومْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. How will the meeting with Allah take place? How will the meeting with my Allah take place? For though he says, أَمَّا الْمُطِيعُ, the one who obeyed Allah, the one who served Allah, the one who recognized the right of Allah, for him, it will be like some family people were separated for a long time, near and dear relatives separated for a long time, how their alwida and their union takes place after a long period of separation. He says, like that the meeting of Allah will take place. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when the angel of death presented himself that the time has come, what question did he ask? He asked Jibreel. He said, Jibreel, ask my Allah, kya khalil khalil ko marte? Kya khalil khalil ko marte? That does a friend take the life of his friend? Jibreel goes back and what response does he return with? What response does he return with? That kya khalil khalil ke mulaqat ka shauk nahi rakhte hai? Does not the friend want to meet his friend? Doesn't he have the shauk to meet his friend like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved, as he was leaving the world? Allahumma rafiq al-a'la. Allahumma rafiq al-a'la. That take me to my rafiq, take me to my friend Allah. Aise maut marna hai bhai. Aise maut marna hai. He said, Fasum yawmaka al-adna. Fasum yawmaka al-adna. Fast this short day. Fast this short life. In other words, abstain from the disobedience of Allah in this short life. Fasum yawmaka al-adna. La'allaka fi ghadin. Tafuzu bi'id al-fitri. Wan-nasu sumamu. He says, tomorrow you will be making merry. Tomorrow you will be making merry. It will be your Eid on the plains of Hashar, while the rest of humanity will be fasting. They will have thirst, the like of which the waters of the oceans of the world will not quench. They will have hunger, the like of which it is impossible to satiate that hunger. Such a hunger, Allah protect us from that. Some will be swimming in their own perspiration, some up till the ankles, some up till the knees, some up till the hips, some completely submerged in their perspiration. Such a day lies ahead for those who will leave the world without tawbah, for those who will leave the world in the disobedience of Allah. So he says, do not be amongst them. Sum yawmaka al-adna. Fast for the short day, not the short Ramadan, not Jumu'ah, not some big night. But fast for this life, abstain from the disobedience of Allah during this life. One person comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, murni fil islami bi amalin la as'alu anhu ahadan ba'dak. He said, Ya Rasulullah, give me one command of Islam. Give me one command of Islam that will be sufficient for me. That will suffice for me. I will be able to map my life out. I don't have to ask anything from anyone else. Murni bi amrin fil Islam. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to him? Qul amantu billah. Bring iman. Bring iman. Then what? Thumma istaqim. Then have istiqamat. Persevere. Don't be a seasonal Muslim. Don't be a Muslim that worships Allah on occasions. Allah is not showering His ni'mats upon you only in Ramadan. Allah is not favoring you only in Ramadan. Allah opens the door of mercy in Ramadan for what? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that you come back to Allah. So that you change your life. So that you make niyat with Allah. But what is the niyat? Istiqamat. To perpetuate after the month of Ramadan. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, كُونُوا لِقُبُولِ الْعَمَلِ أَشَدَّ اِهْتِمَامًا مِنْكُمْ بِالْعَمَلِ. Lot of us feel, mashallah, we made a lot of ibadat. We made a lot of tahajjud. We kept a lot of roza. We read a lot of Qurans. So mashallah, now we can relax. This is shaitan's chakkar, shaitan's deception upon us. This mention about the Salafi Salihin, Ibn Rajab Hanbali mentions in his Lataif al-Ma'arif, that كانوا يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان. That for 6 months, 6 months before Ramadan, they would make dua to Allah that Allah must keep them alive to experience the month of Ramadan. ثُمَّ كَانُوا يَدُونَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى سِتَّةَ أَشْهُرَ أَنْ يَتَقَبَّلَهُ مِنْهُ. Then for the next 6 months, they would make dua to Allah that Allah must accept from them the ibadat of Ramadan. Ali, who is Ali? That personality who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam held his hand and said to him, Ya Ali, Ama tarda an yakuna manziluka muqabila manzilati fil jannah. He said, Ali, does it not please you that your home will be in front of my home in Jannah? And what does Ali say? He said, Be more concerned about whether your actions are being accepted or not than the action itself. Don't feel that you've exerted yourself. In whose court? Before whom are you presenting this action? That you feel it is worthy of acceptance. What type of salah have we performed? What type of fast have we kept? What type of zikr of Allah have we made? The type of zikr where the tongue is busy and the heart is elsewhere? The type of sajda where the forehead is on the ground and the heart is making sajda to something else? Do we feel this is worthy of being presented in Allah's court? He said, be more concerned. Is your action accepted than the action itself? Alam tasma'u qawla Allahi ta'ala. Have you not heard that Allah says in His Quran, innama yataqabbalu Allahu minal muttaqeen. Innama yataqabbalu Allahu minal muttaqeen. What does Allah say? This word innama carries the meaning of hasar, sirf or sirf, only and only Allah accepts a'mal from the people of taqwa. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Allah says, we gave you this month of Ramadan. Fasting was prescribed upon you in this month as it was prescribed on the nations before you. What is the johar of Ramadan? What is the jewel of Ramadan? What is the prize of Ramadan? What is the accolade of Ramadan? La'allakum tattaqoon. Allah says, so that you become muttaqi. So that you acquire taqwa. So that your heart beats with the love of Allah. So that you get the ta'alluq of Allah in this month. This is the barometer. This is the thermometer. Check. Within us, has Allah's taqwa come? Has Allah's ta'alluq come? Allah only accepts on the muttaqeen. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, it is mentioned about him, that on the Eid, on the khutbah of the day of Eid al-Fitr, he said, كَانَ بَعْضُ النَّاسِ كَانَ بَعْضُ السَّلَفِ يَظْهَرُ عَلَيْهِ الْحُزْنِ يَوْمَ عِيدِ الْفِتْرِ. That amongst the Salaf al-Salihin, there were those that were aggrieved on the day of Eid. فَيُقَالُ لَهُمْ إِنَّ هَذَا يَوْمُ فَرْحٍ وَسُرُورٍ. It was said to them, this is the day of happiness. This is the day of joy. Wallah, that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam I read in the beginning. What does my Nabi say? That as the people will move towards the Eidgah, the malaika will line every street. And they will say, O assembly of Muslims, come, come, Allah is waiting for you. A Rabb who is Kareem, who is generous, who is merciful. You were commanded to fast in Ramadan, you carried out that command. You were commanded to stand in the nights of Ramadan, you carried out that command. You obeyed your Allah. Today is the day of prize giving, when they will make the Eid namaz. After the Eid namaz, the angels will announce, Inna Rabbakum qad ghafara lakum. Allah has forgiven you. Allah has made your maghfirat. You have a new slate. Farji'u rashideen. Farji'u rashideen. Return back as true slaves of Allah. Return back with your life changed. Return back. Allah has given you another chance, another extension, another opportunity. Value that. It was said to these people, this is the day of Eid, the day of happiness. Why are you sad? They said, Sadaqtum, you are speaking the truth. It is a day of happiness. Walakinni abdun amarani maulaya an amala lahu amal fala adri ayaqbalahu minni amla. Yes, it is a day of rejoicing and happiness, but I am a slave. I am a servant of Allah. My master has given me a task. My master has commanded me with a task which I had to accomplish and which I had to carry out. I have carried it out, but I don't know if it is acceptable to him or not. When will we find out acceptable or not? On that day, then we can relax. Then we can take our foot off the pedal. Then we can have this attitude that now it is okay. Then we can get out of jail free card. Not now, my respected brothers. Come out of this mindset. Come out of this deception. And wallah, as I mentioned earlier, we would have experienced the sweetness of Allah's obedience in this month. How many months we looked at the daughters of others? In Ramadan we lowered our gaze. Didn't Allah give us the sweetness of that? How many months our nights were spent in front of those shameless instruments in our homes? In Ramadan we stood on the musalla in the masjid. Didn't Allah give us the sweetness in that? Ulama give the analogy, they say there is a worm, certain type of worm that lives its entire life in feces, in filth. One day for some inexplicable reason, this worm walks away from the filth, from the feces. And for the first time in its life, it experiences the sweetness of fresh air. For the first time in its life, it experiences the cool breeze. For the first time in its life, it sees the blue yonder untainted by filth. And then, because it is in its khamir, in its essence, for some inexplicable reason, This worm goes back to the feces, goes back to the filth. This analogy may seem harsh, my respected brothers. This analogy may seem harsh. Allah gave us the sweetness and ecstasy of His obedience in Ramadan. Let this permeate beyond Ramadan. Eid is not a get out of jail card. Eid is not a license for us to empty the masjid. Eid is not a license to put that Quran back on the shelf. No! Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, Imam al-Awliya, what did he say? He said, لَيْسَ الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ لَبِسَ الْجَدِيدِ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ أَمِنَ مِنَ الْوَعِيدِ. He said, it is not Eid for the one who wore new clothes. What is it Eid? For the one who was protected from the warnings of the Akhirat. لَيْسَ الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ رَكِبَ الْمَطَايَا إِنَّمَا الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْخَطَايَا. It is not Eid for the one who mounted his conveyance and went to the Eidgah. Who is it Eid for? لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْخَطَايَا. The one who made niyat with Allah. The one who went on that musalla and made niyat with Allah. Ya Allah, you gave me this chance. Ya Allah, you gave me this opportunity. How much life I have left, I don't know. Ya Allah, I spent a life in your disobedience. Ya Allah, you are Ghafurur Rahim. You are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. The skeletons in my cupboard, Ya Allah, you know what they are. He got up and he cried on that musalla and made niyat with Allah. That through the barakat of Ramadan, your Nabi said, if the one who finds Ramadan and is still not forgiven, when will he be forgiven? He spoke to Allah and he made this niyat that, Ya Allah, I won't go back. Ya Allah, forgive me. I regret my past. Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Man sama Ramadan, wa huwa yuhadithu nafsahu, annahu idha aftara ba'da Ramadan, Allah ya'asillah. That person who fasts in Ramadan and makes such a tawbah, that he makes niyat between himself and Allah, that after Ramadan my life will change. After Ramadan I won't go back to that wrong. That parda of that woman will remain after Ramadan. That shaitan box will be removed after Ramadan. That riba or haram that was in my life, I won't go back to it after Ramadan. That call, that attending to the call of azan will continue after Ramadan. That time in the masjid will continue after Ramadan. My ta'alluq with Quran will continue after Ramadan. My zikr of Allah will continue after Ramadan. He says, a person who makes this kind of Ramadan, then dakhal al jannah bila mas'ala wala hisab. He will enter into jannat without reckoning. وَمَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانِ. And the other hand, Allah protect us. The other hand, he says, that person who fasts in the month of Ramadan, وَهُوَ يُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَهُ. And he talks to himself inside, that let me make ibadat in Ramadan. Let me stay away from haram in Ramadan. But, يُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَهُ أَنَّهُ إِذَا أَفْتَرَ بَعْدَ Ramadan. Once the hilal of Eid is sighted, I am going to go back to the life I was living before Ramadan. After, in Ramadan, I will stay away from haram. Allah is Ghafurur Rahim. In Ramadan, I will stay away from haram. But after the hilal of Eid is sighted, he's telling himself, I'm going to go back to that kind of life. Allah protect us. What does he say? فَصِيَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ مَرْدُودٌ. This is a sign that his fast of Ramadan has been rejected by Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there will be many in my ummah who will fast, but get nothing but hunger and thirst out of their fast. Many of my ummah will stand on the night in salah, but will get nothing but sleeplessness and tiredness from that standing. Let us not be deceived. Allah is merciful. This is not a license to disobey Allah. This is a license for us to change our life. This is so that we don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. He said, لَيْسَ الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ رَكِبَ الْمَطَايَا. It is not Eid for the one who mounted his conveyance. إِنَّمَا الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْخَطَايَا. It is Eid for the one who has left Allah's disobedience. If he goes back, Allah is Ghafur Rahim, definitely. But at the time of Tawbah, do not have the intention to go back. لَيْسَ الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ تَبَخْتَرَ بِالْعُودِ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدِ لِلْتَائِبِ الَّذِي لَا يَعُودِ. He said, it is not Eid for the one who put itar and perfume. No. لَيْسَ الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ تَبَخْتَرَ بِالْعُودِ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدِ لِلْتَائِبِ الَّذِي لَا يَعُودِ. It is Eid for the one who made such a Tawbah that he will not revert back to the wrongs after Ramadan. On this I will terminate. Anas bin Malik, one of the very close companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He was khadim, the servant of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for 10 years. He says, "Inna lil mu'mini khamsata a'yad." In the life of a mu'min, there are 5 Eids, 5 occasions for happiness, 5 occasions for joy, 5 occasions for celebration. Kullu yawmin yamurru alayhi wa lam yuktab alayhi dhanbun fa huwa yawm Eid. He says, every day that passes in which you did not commit a guna, in which you did not commit a sin, that is the day of Eid. Wal yawmu alladhi yakhruju fihi min ad-dunya bil iman wal shahada wal ismati min kayd ash-shaytan fa huwa yawm Eid. The day when you will leave this dunya with kalima on your lips, with iman, having been saved from the trap of shaitan, that is the day of Eid. وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَجُوزُ فِيهَ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ وَيَأْمَنْ مِنْ أَهْوَالِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُصْ مِنْ أَيْدِ الزَّبَانِيَةِ فَهِيَ يَوْمُ عِيد. The day when you cross the Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam, having been saved from the terrors of Qiyamah and from the claims of the plaintiffs that were wronged, that is the day of Eid. What is the 4th Eid? وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَدْخُلُ فِيهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَدْخُلُ فِيهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَيَأْمَنْ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْجَحِيمِ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيد. The day when you enter Jannat and you have been saved from Jahannam, that is the day of Eid. And what is the 5th Eid? What is the 5th Eid? What is the 5th Eid? Allah grant each and every one of us that Eid. What is the 5th Eid? وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَنْذُرُ فِيهِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَ. The day when you will look at Allah in Jannat. The day when Allah will reveal Himself in Jannat. And you will be looking directly at Allah. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would make this dua, Allahumma rzuqni ladhata nadri ila wajhi. Oh Allah, bless us with the ecstasy of being able to look directly at you. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah used to say, that first gaze, such is the beauty, the magnificence, the munificence of Allah. Such is the beauty of Allah that first gaze will last for 800,000 years. Transfixed in the awe, in the splendor, in the majesty of Allah. That is the goal. That is the goal, my respected brothers. For this reason, our elders encourage us. MashaAllah, in Ramadan we made ibadat. We made tawbah. We turned to Allah. Now, after Ramadan, what happens after Ramadan? This has to permeate. For that we are encouraged to link and attach ourselves to the masjid. Attach ourselves to this environment. Attach ourselves to the amal of masjid. Every month give 3 days in the path of Allah. The ingash, the outgash, shab guzari. Once we stay in this environment, then it becomes difficult for shaitan to lead us astray. So each one of us make this niyat inshallah. For our tawbah to permeate, we will give time in the path of Allah after Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.